Nič o poplavah in malo o evropskih volitvah, več o Grčiji. Preteklo nedeljo se je v Grčiji odvil prvi krog lokalnih volitev. Vladajoča Nova demokracija premijeja Antonisa Samarisa je izgubila nekaj mest. Druga je zaključila Združena radikalna levica, tako imenovana Siriza. Tesno za njo pa panhelenski socialisti, krajše PASOK. Četrto in peto mesto sta s približno 8% zasedli KKE, Grška komunistična partija in nacistična Zlata Zora. Navkljub nizki volivni udeležbi, rezultati prvega kroga lokalnih volitev, še bolj pa javnomnenjski kazalci nedeljskih evropskih volitev, po mnenju novinarja Janisa Babuliasa, kažejo na dejstvo, da se bo širši politični prostor Evrope moral sprijazniti s prisotnostjo močne leve politične struje.
It will definitely be a very interesting development in the sense that you would have to strongly consider the fact that the country who's had it most with austerity and the country who's had it most with seeing its economy devastated is now the first country to actually produce a clearly left-wing party as the winner of these elections, of the European elections. And there will have to be a strong reconsideration from the side of Europe on how they treat Syriza and potentially other left-wing parties that might eventually start winning elections around Europe. There can't be this negativity and these games, especially you hear from foreign politicians, from politicians from Germany and France and other countries around Europe, that somehow Syriza is nothing but a bunch of lunatics, is absolutely preposterous. Like, you can't, they will have to reconsider their position on how they treat other parties and how they obtain their mandate. Because if they simply turn around and say, oh, Syriza is left-wing, and because it's left-wing, we're not going to work with them, and say goodbye to your bailout package, and bye-bye, well, that's a direct violation of sovereignty. And there would be no other legitimate reaction from the side of Greece than to exit the EU altogether. That's like, that goes without saying. You can't. The EU has consistently neglected the fact that countries are sovereign, and the people choose. And if the people choose a left-wing government, they have to accept it. If the people choose a right-wing government, they have to accept it. From what we saw in the Financial Times recently, with all the revelations about what happened in Cannes in 2012, and how George Papandreou was essentially boosted by Angela Merkel and Manuel Barroso, that is a direct violation of Greece's sovereignty. And I don't like George Papandreou. I am not a fan of George Papandreou, but being the prime minister of your country kicked out like that through machinations and Byzantine blackmail is simply unacceptable, and that's not the Europe I want to see, and that's not the Europe Syriza wants to see. And I think if they keep doing this, the EU will break down. I think this is what's happening. So yes, Europe will have to reconsider a lot of things, and a lot of things around this solid front of neoliberalism and neoliberal policies, that, you know, people might not want that, and presenting it as the only choice is a lie. So it's going to be a very interesting development.
Kakšno sporočilo ima rezultat lokalnih volitev za državno politiko? Nadaljuje Babulias.
The main issue here is how much is the Greek government willing to accept the fact that the Greek people might give a mandate to Syriza to actually try and do things in a different way. What we're seeing until now is that government's trying to blackmail people into not voting for Syriza by saying that Syriza will destroy the country because they don't want to enact austerity measures. Normally, if Syriza comes out as a winner from these elections, which is very likely, that's what the polls show in the European elections, the government will lack mandate and power. There are a lot of MPs inside New Democracy that are only a hair away from defecting, and they have a very, very slim majority of 3 MPs. You can't run a government with such a small majority. It's very fragile. And from the way things look, PASOK, the junior coalition partner, will be completely annihilated. They don't even exist the closer we get to national elections, the smaller their percentage gets. And in certain age groups, from 18 to 35, PASOK doesn't even register anymore in the polls. They have 0.8. So it would be very hard for the government to keep it together. And yeah, this will inevitably lead to some reconsideration, and it will lead to reconsideration in Europe as well, because the problem is that will Europe be willing to work with the Syriza government? If not, then what's going to happen?
Vrnimo se na lokalne volitve. Čeprav je Sirizi uspelo v tradicionalnih delavskih središčih, se oblasti še oklepajo predstavniki osovraženih vladajočih strank.
If we're talking only about the local elections, it's a much more complicated situation than when we're talking about the European elections or the national elections. The problem with the local elections is that often people in the various towns, cities and municipalities vote for people they already know and trust because they're local officials, they're not MPs. That means that it's the last refuge of New Democracy and PASOK. And that showed in the voting preferences of the people that Syriza didn't get pretty much any municipalities. Apart from like the grand victory in Athens and the Attiki region, which are actually the strongholds of Syriza electorally, thinking that Sakellaris, who's a new candidate, is very young, 33 years old, managed to get 20%, where the already established and the mayor, who is now acting mayor of Athens, Yoros Kaminis, got just 21, shows that it's a very strong campaign and a very strong message. So even if he doesn't win, I think it's a triumph for Syriza to actually have managed to get that percentage, and especially in the case of Vuru. In Attiki, I think the success is obvious. She came first, and yeah, so it's pretty straightforward.
Predstavnik Sirize je z rezultati volitev zadovoljen, saj Sirizi zelo dobro kaže v glavnih delovskih regijah, v Atenah in Atiki. Več nam pove Sirizin ekonomist Dimitris Liakos.
Yes, local elections. Well, about the result of local elections in Syriza, we're very satisfied because we managed to get the second round of for Attica and also for the municipality of Athens. And this is something that is, that there is a political demand from the people of Dramatica that they want a different kind of policy. They want to stop, to end, to give an end to the austerity policy and to pass to something new. This is something new that we in Syriza we're trying to to convince people around Greece, all the Greece, that we need a new policy, a policy for growth, a policy for development, a policy that is needed to reduce the huge unemployment rate that we have in Greece, and also to create something new and create and also to stop the humanitarian crisis that we have in Greece, special during the memorandum era from since 2010. So for us, we're waiting for the elections for the European Parliament in coming Sunday, and we hope that finally we convince people to support Syriza proposals. And of course, we want to bring something new in the political system in Greece. So this is our target.
Po mnenju novinarja Babuliasa lahko politiki na lokalnem nivoju naredijo veliko, da izboljšajo stanje v družbi.
They can do a lot. They can do a lot, and a lot of it has to do with very simple things. That Athens right now is really dirty, for instance. Kaminis and his predecessor Kaklamanis have completely failed in this. There are areas in Athens that where the rubbish isn't collected for days. There's bad lighting, pavements need some serious repairs around Athens, and the state right now is focusing on very, very hardcore policing that doesn't actually amount to safety. It's intimidating, and instead of trying to keep the city clean and well lit and safe, they are more concerned with basically making sure that dissent cannot take place anywhere, that protests and solidarity moves and various things cannot take place anywhere. I mean, the municipality of Athens has been used time and time again to crack down on solidarity networks, on food handouts, on demonstrations in Syntagma. They've done all they could to crack down against those things, and they've used very conveniently, they've used activities of the Golden Dawn to crack down on the left. That's what Kaminis has done. He has used, like, he banned the Golden Dawn from handing out food in Syntagma, which is great because it's a racist food handout, because you have to show that you're Greek, and that's not acceptable. But through that, he banned everything from happening in Syntagma. So no one can do a food handout now, even if it's universal. You can't, because he used that as a convenient excuse. So all these little things, all these small things, making sure that bars and restaurants don't abuse the pavements with extra chairs and tables that they don't have licenses for, making sure, all these things that can make life in Athens somewhat better, and they can make the difference to the point in people's lives where you might not have money, you might be unemployed, but at least public space around you doesn't reflect misery back to you. You know, it can sort of restore hope. By restoring the city, you can restore some of the people's pride and some of the people's motivation to get over this.
Novost na grškem političnem parketu pa je stranka televizijskega novinarja Stavrosa Theodorakisa, Topotami, slovensko Reka. Nekateri grški politični analitiki jo štejejo za trojanskega konja, ki bi odžrla glasove Sirize. Slednja je edina stranka, ki predstavlja grožnjo statusu quo, saj si glede na javno mnenje deli približno isti odstotek podpore kot Nova demokracija premijeja Samarasa, nekaj nad 20 odstotki. Babulias se ne strinja. Meni, da gre za stranko, ki novači glasove doslej apolitične mladine.
They are not taking votes from the Syriza's voting pool. They are they seem to be attracting people who weren't traditionally voting for any of the older parties. They seem to be attracting younger people, slightly apolitical people, people who weren't necessarily engaged with the commons before. So they're not. So if you look at the polls, Syriza and the River are actually going up together. They're not taking votes from each other. They're actually moving up together because there is a very big pool of voters who had no reason to vote any of the other parties, and more are flocking to Syriza, the River, and unfortunately the Golden Dawn. That's the same. Like, although the Golden Dawn is stealing votes away from New Democracy and other right wing parties, they seem to be also tapping into this previously, the people who hadn't made up their mind. And these three parties, they all seem to be growing together while PASOK is vanishing, with most of its voters passing over to Topotami, the River. Syriza basically absorbing more and more votes from the traditional left and from the people who hadn't made up their mind, and they just all grow side by side. The big losers of this game is the two previously big parties, PASOK and New Democracy, who look very likely to not even exist in a 10-year horizon.
V Sirizi podpirajo vse, kar je novo, in v stranki Reka ne vidijo političnega nasprotnika. Kritika leti le na njihovo neopredeljenost.
Well, it's something new. We don't know how they try to convince the voters about their proposal. Of course, their proposal is not too clear for everybody in Greece. And of course, as a new, we support everything new in Greece. But from my personal view, Potami have to clear up their policy, their ideology, because we don't. Nobody knows what they support.
Za konec prisluhnimo še pogledu na grški politični prostor skozi oči ekonomista Sirize Liakosa.
Yes, you know that in Greece we have two different narration. From the other hand is the anti-memorandum policy and other memorandum parties, and from the other hand is the government coalition. That's two parties, New Democracy and PASOK. And from the other hand, there are too many anti-austerity parties, let's say, or anti-memorandum parties. We have the majority of this. And of course, as in Syria, we're talking about a new government, a government of a left coalition, of all parts of the left coalition, not only for the left coalition, but also for progressive parties, for a new government. So we after the results, we want the difference between our party, Syriza, and New Democracy to create the right circumstances to have national elections for the parliament, for the Greek parliament, in the coming months. This is our main target, as you know. And this is that we're fighting for this all this period during the.
Kultivator sta pripravila vajenec Lijo in Janković.